up. It is Lissa's Local Live Music Podcast. Every week I bring you a different artist or band that I love. They're from Northeast PA. I tell you a little bit about them. We find out where we can see them play. And this week, we have a legend in studio because you've been name dropped on like three different podcasts already. Chris Langan.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? Seriously, dude, everyone's shouting you out every week.
I know. I think I've played with every band that's come through here so far.
Not even kidding. I think you have. You're a drummer as I know you, but then in talking with all these other dudes on these other podcasts, you didn't necessarily start on drums. You can do a bunch of stuff. You sing. You play guitar.
I started on drums, but there was a period there with Dashboard Mary where I was actually the lead singer and rhythm guitar player.
I had no idea. You're this phenomenal drummer. And usually if you're that good at one thing, you don't branch out and do any other things, but you can do all these other things. That's amazing.
Yeah. You know how the scene is around here. Like when I left Dashboard Mary, I saw that I could get a lot of jobs just playing acoustic and singing. So I did that for a while.
Right.
Because it's a lot easier to show up at a bar with a guitar in hand. And
I hear that.
And sing,
I show up
with
piano in hand and just sing by myself. And you don't have to rely on other people. It can be easier.
Right.
Where did you begin? And then you ended up being this phenomenal drummer. But what was the journey in between?
Well, I mean, I started really, really young. My first gig was with a band called Neighbor X. I started playing in clubs at 15.
15?
Yeah.
Your parents were cool with that?
Yeah, my mom worked the door a lot of the
Damn.
Time so that I could get in these places, you know.
That's a cool mom.
Yeah. And I played with them for years. And Dashboard Mary was like early 2000s. They called me up to play drums, actually. And they kind of needed a singer at the same time. And I said, well, I could sing, you know.
Was your little Kelly Kagi thing, like a little mic off to the side? Just
Yeah.
Right on.
Then we found that it was a little bit easier and a little bit easier on the eyes, too, for us to be an acoustic thing.
Ah.
So I brought out a set of congas and I'd play the congas while I sang. So
now you play with a lot of projects now. Tell me everyone you play with currently.
Oh, man, it's all over the place. I'm doing a lot of work with D West. They are kind enough to call me when they need a hand. Let's see, Eric Rudy. I do a lot with him.
He's great.
Yeah, Eric's the best. Matt Bennick, phenomenal guitarist.
Okay.
Little blues project.
And you guys are playing a benefit this weekend that I'm going to, the Kissmas benefit, which is a great cause. And that's at B-Spot, right?
Yep. I'm playing with D West that day. I think it's 6 o'clock.
Okay. You also do drum lessons, which is really cool. I had a cool conversation with you at the Halloween gig that you played with D West. And God bless you for taking me seriously, because I was in like a strawberry shortcake costume. And you were talking to me like nothing was wrong. And I appreciate that. But I looked ridiculous. But you were telling me about all these lessons that you give. That's like your full-time thing.
That's it. That's what I do.
That's amazing.
Yep. I teach.
Where do you teach? How can the kids get lessons? Because you're like the gold standard in my mind of where you would take your kid or yourself if you've always wanted to learn drums. Where do you go?
Yeah, during the week, I teach at the Scranton Music Academy, which is on Oak Street in Scranton, the old Wolf TV building. And then I teach privately out of my home studio on the weekends.
Okay.
So, but I also teach Skype. I teach people on the other side of the world. My website, which I'm kind of working on now, producing video lessons that will be downloadable.
I saw that. And you use your social media in such a great way, because I've always find your clips compelling. You do a good job with that. So where can we find you socially if people want to search you out?
I would say Instagram. So at Chris_Langan_drummer. I also have a YouTube channel, Behind the Beat with Chris Langan, which that's mainly focused on lessons.
Right.
Sometimes I'll throw some covers in there. But
right. But you have a podcast, too. Tell me about that.
Yeah, which is, it's kind of interesting being on the receiving end of this.
Is it weird?
I'm used to doing the talking, the interviewing. Yeah, I have a podcast called the Up and Coming Drummer Podcast. I put out a new show each week. I interview drummers from all over the world. Yep.
And about how long is each episode?
About an hour and a half.
Okay. Where do we find that?
Upandcomingdrummer.com. And I mean, it's on all of the, you know, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher.
What is more heartbreaking in your mind as a teacher of the drums? When someone has a ton of talent and they refuse to practice, or when someone has zero talent, but they practice all the time and they really want it?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
It's gotta be hard.
More often than not, I see the student that has the potential and doesn't put the time in. So I think that's the most heartbreaking. I see that all the time.
Man.
Yeah.
And I hate to say this, but I was that piano student, because my piano teacher would always be like, look, you just need to focus more on doing this. And eventually she let me kind of like write music. And that's where I really took off and started doing my own thing. But I feel bad because she was always telling me, play your Mozart in like an hour a day. And I'm like, la, 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 I'm eight. I don't care. Because are most of your kids, they're kids, right? Or do you teach adults? I'm sure too.
Yeah, I mean, I have a 5-year-old and I have a 60-year-old.
Okay.
You know, and everyone in between. But yeah, the majority are kids, I'd say.
What would you tell the parent that's thinking, oh, for Christmas, I want to get little Timmy a drum kit. Maybe he can learn. A lot of people can't invest in like the full drum kit, but you don't really need that, right? To see if your kid is maybe inclined to do this.
You couldn't be more right. I just posted the other day, actually. You can buy a set of drumsticks and a practice pad. Maybe cost you $30, because any beginner student that comes in with me, I start them off on a practice pad. They've got to learn their notes. Even though there's that big shiny drum set in the room, the fundamentals need to be happening first. So yeah, I think parents are a little bit nervous about, oh, I got to buy a drum set and spend all this money. No, you don't. You know, buy a practice pad and some sticks. Let's see if the kid has some rhythm.
Yes.
And then we'll take it from there, you know?
Very good advice. And kids, it's boring to learn the rudimentary stuff, but I hated scales and arpeggios and cadence patterns and crap. But you need to know this if you're going to be an actual functioning musician that plays.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was self-taught up until, like, I didn't take lessons until I got into middle school. So, I mean, it can be done. I learned just playing along to tapes and CDs.
So did you just get lessons because your mom realized, wow, he's doing this on his own and he's actually pretty good?
Well, my lessons were in middle school for middle school band. I had to learn how to read music to be in the middle school band.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was the only like lessons I ever took.
Wow.
I learned how to read through that. And then I just kind of took it upon myself to further my own understanding of everything.
Sure. Do you think the people that went to high school with you would be surprised that you're like this big rock guy and playing all these gigs and super successful drummer like that? Were you this in high school? I'm saying you're like the geeky drummer, like,
I guess I'll play drums now.
I still run into people from high school, Bangin' Langin', that nickname.
Oh, so you were cool then.
Yeah,
That's a cool nickname. Oh, all right.
I got along with everybody.
Geek. Okay. I got you. Who's like the gold standard artist when you were a kid? Like, I want to be that guy, or the band. Can you think of one that just hops out in your mind where you watch them on TV and you're like, that's what I want?
You know
do.
What? And it's sad to say that I really don't listen to them much anymore, but Dave Matthews Band.
Oh,
Carter Beauford was like the drummer.
Oh, of course.
He was the man.
The ultimate.
Yeah.
You don't hardly see them anymore. They tour every freaking day. How do you not see them anymore? You gotta go.
I know. I would like to go see a show. I didn't really dig some of the albums that came after, like, Beyond These Crowded Streets.
Don't say you hated the Everyday album, because that's one of my favorites.
I think that was the last one I actually liked. Okay. And then it was kind of like, okay. It just seemed like they lost a little bit of their jamminess.
I guess. No, you're right. I could feel you.
But I did see they had a set list from a show the other day I saw, and they did play a lot of really good stuff. So
yeah.
Probably would be worth going to see them again. I haven't seen them in years.
Next time we get free tickets, I'm hooking you up and making you go. You're getting drafted to go to the Dave Matthews
Show. Oh, let's do it.
So besides this benefit this weekend, what other gig can we plug for you? Where else are you going to be?
Oh, man. It really all depends.
Or where can at least we find the source of your gigs listed, like online, maybe on your Facebook page?
On my Facebook page for sure. Just search Chris Lang. And I also have a musician Facebook page.
I love how you threw up the air quotes on that.
Chris Lang and drummer educator. And, you know, any of the bands I mentioned before, D West, Eric Rudy, keep an eye on their schedules because there's a good chance you might see me there.
And for parents that might be wanting to get little Timmy lessons for Christmas, what's the best place for them to find you for lessons?
Go to my website, chrislangendrummer.com. I have a contact form on there you could fill out, or just hit me up on social media, send me a message.
Okay, so we have to play a track. This is actually a jam track. I made you send this to me. This is you and Mark Lettieri. The song is called Red. Turn it up. This is Chris Langen on drums. Go see him. Go catch him. Get your kids' drum lessons from him. Thank you, brother.
Woo!